This is Free Talk Live, launching in here to the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Nick joining us here for the second hour and the third hour of the program. So, Nick, from Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, you were telling me during the break that the Free Minds TV radio website at freemindsmedia.com is back online, and it is back pretty much almost up to speed. So.
It's almost up to speed. It's got functionality back to it, and the blogs should be back up shortly.
Excellent. Glad to hear about that. So head over to freemindsmedia.com to get more Nick and Toby. Great liberty-oriented audio and video content available once a week for each the TV and radio side. And it's free for you at freemindsmedia.com. All right, well, let's take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. If you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll continue here. There's a story, I think, is it Boston, Mark, that they're looking at cell phones now, using cell phones and the dangers of using cell phones, not in a car, because they're already passing laws about that across the country, but now it's while you're walking.
Yeah. This is from Boston.com, but it's originally in the New York Times, written by Michael Richel. And I got it from freetalklive.com. We have that, our ranking system there where you have the stories. And it was one of the newer ones working its way up the ranks. And I thought that it was interesting because let me read it a little bit and then I'll tell you what I think about it.
Okay, sure.
San Francisco. On the day of the collision, last December, visibility was good. The sidewalk was not under repair. As she walked, Tiffany Briggs, 25, was talking to her grandmother on her cell phone, lost in conversation, very lost. I ran into a truck. It was parked in a driveway. Oof. Distracted driving has gained much attention lately because of the inflated crash risk posed by drivers using cell phones to talk and text. But there's another growing problem caused by lower-stakes multitasking, distracted walking, which combines a pedestrian, an electronic device, and an unseen crack in the sidewalk, the pole of a stop sign, a toy left in the living room floor, or a parked or sometimes moving car. The era of the mobile gadget is making mobility that much more perilous, particularly on the crowded streets and in downtown areas where multiple multitaskers veer and swerve and walk to the beat of their own devices. So,
So this isn't just cell phones. This is iPods. This is any
texting,
any device.
Yeah, anything.
What about cigarettes? I mean, that's kind of distracting too. How about just thinking? I've noticed that sometimes when I'm walking, especially if it's the winter time up here in New Hampshire, it can get a little icy out. And if you're not paying attention to your feet walking in front of you in those conditions, it could be quite hazardous. And you don't need anything.
I mean, if you slip and fall on ice, you're going to notice.
Yeah.
For me, I have to avoid being distracted by the beautiful scenery and focus on where I'm walking. So it could just be as much as looking around that would provide enough of a distraction to do such a thing.
Yeah, they've got a list of examples of such visits to the emergency room. Include a 13-year-old boy who walked into a telephone pole while texting and suffered a concussion. A 28-year-old man who tripped and fractured a finger on the hand gripping his cell phone. A 68-year-old man who fell off the porch while talking on a cell phone, spraining a thumb and an ankle and causing dizziness. Younger people can injure themselves more often. The visits to the visits Troyer studied were, this is the guy who's studying these, were people under 30, and a quarter were 16 to 20-year-olds, but more than a quarter of those injured were 41 to 60-year-olds. So they're listing off the dangers of talking on these devices, and I just wonder, is this article from the New York Times to warn us that you can be sometimes distracted while using a device? Because I suppose that's very nice and everything, but I think I've got it down at this point.
Who doesn't know that?
Yeah, I don't know. Right, I don't know.
So are you suggesting that this article might be to put the idea in their heads that something should be done?
Well, I think that what I think it is, and call it conspiracy-mindedness, is the further vilification of people that would take the risk of using an electronic device while operating something as dangerous as a motor vehicle. Because the distracted driving is already illegal, but the texting while driving laws have not been getting as much traction as those who want to push them want. So
they're hard to enforce.
Absolutely. So they want to. There's other ways to go about this. You paint the people using these devices as complete and utter incompetent morons. And admittedly, they don't drive as well. But you know, I think that this is just sort of it's sort of propaganda. You know.
I don't know, Nick. What do you think about all this?
It might be propaganda. I think you might be onto something, Mark. It's just to show how distracting, supposedly, using a mobile device or texting can be. I suppose it is fairly distracting, but so is trying to read something while you walk, which I think most people have done when they open a piece of mail at their mailbox and walk back to their house. I mean, that's fairly distracting. Should you not be able to read anything while you're in motion?
I don't imagine that there's anything they could or would do about somebody distracted walking. I think that what they're more trying to do is to show how dangerous being distracted is, and so they're trying to further vilify distracted driving in order to run up their coffers for people that aren't doing what they want them to do, and giving more excuses to pull people over. My uncle told me the story about how he got pulled over in California, and this would be he told me the story in '98, so it could have been in the '90s, for eating a hamburger while driving.
Wow.
Now, this is a relatively common occurrence.
And
I've got to say, I do this and don't feel bad about it in the least.
It can be somewhat distracting for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I do it, but eating
right, especially if a tomato falls out in your lap.
Well, I take the pickles off of my hamburgers when I buy them.
Really? Just because of that?
Well, I just don't like the pickles,
oh, okay.
So it makes it difficult because I have to try to operate the motor vehicle and take the top
you're
one
removing,
off,
you're,
put
you're,
it somewhere,
right.
Remove the pickles.
You're doing an operation on the sandwich while you're driving.
Yes.
Gotcha. Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. I don't know, Mark. It's a weird story. It's just very strange.
Yeah.
It seems like a story about the obvious. I mean, maybe it's just an indicator of how disconnected newspapers can be, because this is from a newspaper. Boston.com is the Boston...
I don't know.
Whatever the hell it is. Boston.
Globe.
The Globe, yeah, the Globe. So maybe it's just pointing out how irrelevant newspapers are and that they're just really desperate to try to find something.
More bad news. We found bad news and people walking with cell phones in their hands.
People walk into things and hurt themselves all the time.
When
they're not on these devices.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a great many things that can distract you, whether you're driving or walking. I think that driving while you're very, very tired is, depending on how tired you are, is more dangerous than driving when you're marginally intoxicated.
I would absolutely agree with you. As somebody who has done that, and I regret it, obviously, at this point, but when I was in college, I was working like 3 jobs and going to school all at the same time, and... Man, when I was having to get up in the morning to go to the classes, I remember winking off a little bit as I was driving to school, just like blinking out for just a fraction of a moment.
It happens,
and that really scared me.
Mm. Yeah, well, and it should. That's good. It's good that it scared you. You know, I can't say how many times it happened to me. I used to, you know, I grew up living 20 something minutes outside of town, and that can always be rough driving home.
It's kind of a statement on how time-stretched we all are, many people in this society are. I mean, the average person probably working, family, certainly working more than one job in order to support their family. A lot of people are, especially if they're going to school or whatever, they're working multiple jobs, and you're going to stretch yourself out and get all strung out and increase the likelihood that something traumatic and awful will happen like that, like a car wreck, because you haven't slept enough, you know?
Well, at least distracted driving provides more organs for the organ banks.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We can go to the TSA again here, because there's a story that I've been waiting to get out about some of the latest bungling that has gone on over there, since the TSA is kind of a hot issue these days. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. The features on the site are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. And by the way, those features include our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan over at Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com. That's free, too. Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com.
And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. That's if you use the code FTL, you get the first month free at HostGator.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. You dial in, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. A little bit of news from the TSA. Becky Akers over at LouRockwell.com reporting. And she is just the go-to girl on the internet for all manner of TSA critique. Have you ever seen a bureaucracy beg more tirelessly for abolition than the Transportation Security Administration? For a month now, its spectacular ineptitude has hogged headlines, from the agency's posting of its classified nonsense on the internet to its welcoming the underwear bomber aboard his plane. You might think the latter especially would result in something a bit less tepid than the usual calls for reform. After all, the TSA is supposedly in charge of protecting the nation's transportation systems to ensure freedom of movement for people and commerce. Taxpayers footing its $7 billion annual bill construe that very narrowly. They expect screeners to find boneheads such as Umar Farouk, Abdul Molotov, and hustle him off to jail rather than down the jetway sans passport. They haven't yet realized that the agency interprets its mission far more broadly, that is to ferret out potheads and pornographers, teach serfs who still think they're citizens their place, forcibly unionize screeners to produce 50,000 Democratic voters, and reward corporations that bribe, contribute to politicians with multi-million dollar contracts. Meanwhile, the TSA doesn't just fail to detect guys dressed in explosives. It's been up to its usual antics the last few weeks, even if its stunt with Umar overshadowed all else. I present the following incidents solely for their entertainment value. It's unlikely that the bungling pathology and all-around nuttiness they highlight will convince anyone to abolish the TSA if Umar hasn't. We go first to, and of course we know that there's no chance the TSA is going to be abolished, at least not as long as the federal government's around.
Right, the TSA isn't going anywhere as long as the United States of America still exists.
Which may not last for much longer if, everything works
out. They're printing money like it's going out of style, which is going to severely shake the foundation of the government. Anybody who thinks that the United States government can't go away clearly is not a student of history. Right? All the great republics go away. Usually they go away after a long period of despotism after the republic really falls.
All governments, period, go away.
All of them.
Yeah.
There's not a government around that was here 500 years ago.
So we go first to Meadows Field Airport near Bakersfield, California, where a passenger suitcase tested positive for TNT. During a routine swabbing of the bag's exterior, Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood said when a Transportation Security Administration officials opened the bag, they found bottles filled with an amber liquid. So turns out it's honey. To those of us who work for a living rather than hiring on with a paranoid leviathan, yes, honey, which sickened two of the TSA's malingerers when agents opened one of the bottles and tested the contents. The resulting fumes nauseated them, said Youngblood. My parents would have told me to quit pretending, then scolded me that that's what I get for sticking my nose where it doesn't belong. Not the TSA. Its busybodies were treated and released at a local hospital.
For honey smelling.
Yes. While federal officials suspended flights on Tuesday to and from Bakersfield Airport, closed down the airport at around 8:20 in the morning, and called in a hazardous materials crew. A bomb squad was also dispatched to the airport as a precaution. Despite the bags...
The honey squad was there.
Despite the bag's owner, Francisco Ramirez, 31, telling TSA officers that the bottles were filled with honey, Youngblood said, he added that it gives every appearance of being honey. Ah, but you know how tricky sticky stuff is, especially when it lurks in bottles minding its own business inside a suitcase. I mean, it's not as though poor Ramirez tried to entice these bozos to sample his suite. No, they ransacked his bag and then figured him for a terrorist trying to blow them sky high. Mr. Ramirez was detained for questioning, but not arrested.
For having honey.
Yes. Our rulers distinguish between these, whatever trouble we subjects have seeing the difference. Authorities initially questioned his immigration status. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed, reluctantly I'm sure, that Ramirez is a legal permanent resident of the United States. So passengers who have complied minutely with the TSA's rules can still count on intimidation and abuse. Meanwhile, Sheriff Donnie, the pinhead youngblood, wants to know, why in this day and age would someone take a chance carrying honey in Gatorade bottles? That itself is an alarm. This is continuing his quote. That itself is an alarm. It's hard to understand. Maybe he really likes honey.
You remember the story we read about...
Maybe he wanted to save on shipping.
How the TSA's agents couldn't figure out the Apple computer's computer mouse?
The mouse, yeah. They thought it was a detonator or something like that.
This sort of cylindrical, oblong, pill-shaped
thing. I've never seen a mouse with one button on it. No, it had no buttons, right? It was some sort of weirdo sensor mouse.
Like the whole thing clicks itself or something. Yeah, I come on, really?
I mean, this has got a wire attached to it. It must be a detonator.
This is the problem. This is the biggest problem that TSA can come up with. Somebody carrying honey in the only containers he could find available, which were Gatorade bottles.
Largely, it is the biggest problem that the TSA can come up with. I mean, they haven't stopped anybody at a U.S. airport who was supposedly going to blow up a plane since when? The underwear bomber was overseas.
I don't think the TSA has ever stopped
the shoe bomber
was already on the plane.
Right,
overseas. That was, I believe, he loaded.
Was he?
I think even if he was a domestic flight, he was caught on the plane essentially by passengers. Was the air marshal,
so the TSA hasn't
still
caught
had
anyone.
Nothing to do with the TSA.
Right, so they have caught no one.
No one of any consequence that I can think of.
But they sure as hell have shut down airport after airport and inconvenienced an uncounted amount of travelers.
Yeah, think about the man hours that are spent standing in line at the airport, taking off your shoes, emptying your pockets. It's incredible when you think about it.
Absolutely. Aside from the billions spent on the TSA, what you're saying is the amount of time wasted by travelers who otherwise could be at their destinations, they could be at their meetings that they were supposed to be going to, they could be visiting their family, they could be doing the things that they would like to do. Instead, they have to blow an extra 4 hours in the airport because of all the security. And you take that out and you multiply it times however many thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, I don't even know, it must be millions of people that fly every year in this country. You multiply that times all the hours that are wasted and you're looking at a significant economic impact.
Yeah, and it's not as if it's actually going to do anything to stop terrorists who are determined to take down a flight inside the U.S.
No, especially not when their own red team misses, 60% or more of the bombs and knives that are brought through?
I don't know what the numbers are specifically on average, but they miss as many as 80% sometimes.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, as Gene has pointed out in his calls, there's nothing stopping somebody with a surface-to-air missile from taking out any old plane they want to. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you for free, including archives. Got a whole bunch of those. In fact, we may be announcing, maybe tonight, some really exciting news about the Free Talk Live archive situation. I mean, as you know, we've been giving away a year's worth of Free Talk Live archives for, I don't know, longer than I can remember at this point. There's a very good chance that may be expanding tonight. And we'll give you the details as they come out here. If we're not on the air at the time when it happens, you'll know first if you're on the updates list over at updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for gold or silver coins, you're scouring the internet or you've just been thinking about it, Free Talk Live has a site in conjunction with Midas Resources, our syndicate, GCN, that you should check out before you make any purchases. It's gold.freetalklive.com, and we have there several different varieties that I have hand-picked of both gold and silver species, and you can check it out at gold.freetalklive.com. And in fact, for those of you who are thinking about doing a sort of a savings program where you can take a certain amount every month or every week or every bi-week, whenever you get your paycheck, because you're not that good at saving, we have a program for you too. Give this telephone number a call at 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. Mention Free Talk Live and lay away.
So we're going to continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls if you make them about absolutely anything. Story is from LouRockwell.com's Becky Akers, and she's reporting on some of the more recent TSA bungling that perhaps was overshadowed by the underwear bomber controversy from a few weeks back. So this is some recent stuff the TSA has done that you probably haven't heard about unless you've already read this story from Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com. So she started with a story about how a man had brought some honey in Gatorade bottles, and this was in Bakersfield, California.
Right, and I think that what's not being looked at here is I have hives, and I can tell you the bees don't provide convenient honey containers for you to take the honey away in.
The little bears, they don't manufacture those? And
They don't have that.
The bees don't actually make the bears?
They have them in little...
They don't actually make the honey in the bears and put the caps on?
So you have to come up with your own container if you want the honey, especially if you have a friend who has raw honey, not the crap that you buy in the store.
It figures. I mean, why would the bees manufacture the bear containers? They don't like bears.
No, bees don't like bears. Right. It's offensive, bears. Right. Bears for bee container, bee honey containers. Should be little bee containers.
Right.
You can get them.
Okay.
Anyway, they do have little bee containers.
Do they really? Bee honey containers?
Yes. People are trying to bring them in for the very reason that you're talking about.
Because the bears are offensive.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
To some people. I mean, I think that it's just a container, right? And it's meant to sell honey. And,
right.
You know, somehow people
you
relate.
You do take the honey from the bees either way, so I think they might care about that a little bit more than what you put in.
Perhaps. In the right circumstance, they'll come fly right up and sting you. So, they don't, why would you, of course, this guy is going to carry it in some odd container. His friend has raw honey. What difference would it make which container it was? Because it was Gatorade bottles? I used to buy raw honey in these giant, I guess they were pickle jars or something. Mm-hmm. It was a wide mouth, very large container. And I lived at a place where I'd drive by a guy who sold raw honey and I just wanted raw honey. I don't even know why I couldn't even use all of it. I don't think I did use all of it. So I bought this one time, this giant container. What if I had to try to take that? Would he try to take it on the plane?
Yeah, he was trying to get on the plane, and they freaked out.
He probably didn't think it was really a liquid.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
They call toothpaste a liquid. Is toothpaste a liquid? I mean, yeah, by a scientific definition of what a liquid is, it has, no permanent shape.
Well, we all know the TSA is full of scientists, Mark. I mean, they're really brilliant.
They
folks.
Just decided to apply the terminology as liberally as they possibly could. But this is the dumb thing. It was all about this British bombing thing. But they still... You can bring water onto the plane. You're allowed to. As long as you bring that water in 3-ounce containers, and those 3-ounce containers fit into a 1-quart Ziploc bag. So you can bring on a great deal of water, as much water as you could bring in the little container that you normally drink it out of.
Or
it's
whatever.
Just not allowed to be in that container.
Yeah,
it's absolutely ludicrous.
Or you could fill it with whatever bomb-making material you wanted to, as long as they didn't really test too close. I mean, you just... Put your bomb-making materials into, the shampoo bottles or whatever it is that you've got that you're bringing along with you. How are they going to know? They don't check everybody's bags, check all of the scents of the various different products that are in those 3-ounce containers. It's just silly. It's just, as you were pointing out before, it's security theater. So we next head to Philadelphia, according to Becky, where the TSA's canine force has proved it's as maladroit as its human one. 3 security dogs assigned to Philadelphia International Airport failed recent bomb-sniffing tests. Incompetent
the dogs failed the tests?
Apparently.
Now, you really have to be a bumbling bureaucracy to somehow take dogs and turn them into dumb bureaucrats. I mean, they're some of the hardest working creatures on earth. They don't even understand bureaucracy, and you can take them and make them bad. I don't know if I even believe it.
If you train them improperly, then sure.
Yeah.
I mean, a dog's not going to alert on explosive materials unless it's been trained to alert on explosive materials and not on other things.
Incompetent staff is a problem with which the TSA has enormous, endless experience. So its reaction is honed. The dogs are currently in training, according to the TSA, just as their human counterparts would be. No idiot is ever too stupid to retain his post at the TSA. While the agency denies any effect on its operation, we can assure travelers that Philadelphia has ample canine resource to meet security requirements, says their propagandist. Another pooch bummed out at Minneapolis St. Paul's airport, where he indicated there was something suspicious about a piece of luggage. It's a toss-up whether Rover or our rulers are dumber. The latter called a bomb squad and cleared parts of the airport for more than an hour, though the suitcase was only a placeholder airline employees put on the luggage carousel to signal to the other employees that all the bags had been unloaded from a flight. So it was a product of the airport that the dog was alerting to. The TSA grabs any excuse to shut down airports. At Newark's blasphemously mislabeled Liberty International, a man took advantage of a TSA guard's absence to sneak past a security checkpoint on a recent Sunday evening and walk arm in arm with a woman into a secure area. He remained for about 20 minutes, no doubt plotting murder and mayhem while canoodling. The passenger so bothersome the TSA ought to hire him, snitched on Romeo, and, yup, the TSA closed the terminal, delaying flights across the globe and calling into question just how secure the nation's airports really are. Or so the Associated Press breathlessly editorialized. Actually, only the media's morons and our masters wonder how safe airports are. The rest of us know. This allowed the TSA to indulge in its usual histrionics. The pettier the security breach, the more abjectly these buffoons apologize. They have yet to acknowledge any responsibility for the underwear bomber, whose name doesn't even appear on their website, but let a guy cozy up to his gal, and the TSA's heart breaks over its failure to secure aviation. Quote, the surveillance video from Newark Liberty Airport clearly shows that a TSA officer's actions led to the Sunday incident, the agency mourned. We will use this hard lesson to reinforce the sharp focus and tight discipline. Easy there, or you'll break a rib laughing, says Akers, at all our stations across the country and ensure we maintain the public trust. Psst, Scuzzball, says Becky, there's no public trust to maintain. Your own blog testifies how much passengers hate you. Wow, are they actually allowing people to comment on their blog? Anyway, then, too, the pettier the breach, the more vengeance the agency wreaks on those who show it for a fool. Romeo had not been identified or located, but a TSA spokesbureaucrat said he would face criminal charges if he's found. Well, heck, that ought to vanquish Al-Qaeda. Astonishing, the unshakable faith Americans still place in Leviathan. Despite meaningless but ballyhooed breaches and Umar's breaches, few folks and none of our elected criminals are demanding even now that we send the TSA packing. Why disband a totally unconstitutional, completely incompetent bureaucracy when we can just reform it into even greater unconstitutionality and incompetence? Our final stop on the security circus is Los Angeles International, where a TSA agent was arrested on January 3rd in Terminal 1. He had just gotten off duty and was behaving erratically, saying, I am God. I'm in charge. Hey, buddy, way too many Americans agree. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything to control of the airwaves. More coming up here about whatever's on your mind. A diabetic tasered by the police. We'll tell you about it coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Once again, head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done.
So a couple of nights ago, we were talking about what organizations to donate to for the Haitian relief. And
yeah.
I have looked within the Quakers and found the American Friends Service Committee. Apparently, as I understand it, and I'm sure I have it wrong, 100% of the of what you donate goes to efforts right in Haiti to get food and medical supplies to people. They're also working on long-term solutions and have been for years over there. So they already have people on the ground working with folks.
Hmm.
And it's the American Friends Service Committee is seeking financial contributions to aid Haitians earthquake survivors and help them recover and rebuild. You can donate at www.afs.org/Haiti or call 888-588-2372. It's afs.org/Haiti, 1-800-1-888-588-2372.
Cool. 800-259-9231 is our number. Well, there's a little bit of news here from CNSNews.com where they are talking about a Washington Post story that ran, apparently. Polls showing growing disappointment, polarization over Obama's performance, that made no mention of the fact that the poll found that 58% of Americans say they favor a smaller government that provides fewer services.
How many?
58%.
Happens all the time.
What happens all the time?
Well, you know, some poll comes out like this, that you know Americans want a smaller government. I've seen them the numbers as high as 70%.
Well, in this case, they were critiquing the Washington Post for not mentioning it. Apparently, the next day they ran another story that actually did mention the finding. The poll asked the question, generally speaking, would you say you favor smaller government with fewer services or larger government with more services? 58% said they favor a smaller government with fewer services. Only 38% said they favor a larger government with more services. And the poll surveyed a random sample of over 1,000 Americans between January 12th and 15th of this year. So that's a little bit of positive news there, that still the idea of less government resonates with many Americans. Of course, that doesn't really speak to the fact of what those Americans want the government to do. It doesn't really get specific as far as some of them might want to see smaller government, but still want to go kill people all around the world. So,
well, people want to cut. A lot of people would say they want smaller government, but there are certainly things that they themselves don't want cut. Some people definitely do not want welfare programs cut. There are other people who they would like to see welfare programs cut, but they want to make sure that nothing happens to the Pentagon's budget.
Or you got to protect the border, or whatever it is. They've got their pet programs. And it's as Michael Cloud has pointed out, in there's a great little publication called the Advocates for Self-Government. They've got the Liberator Online, which comes out via email once every 2 weeks. And he does some persuasive, he kind of gives persuasion tactics and things like that. And one of his articles, he was talking about how the small government minus one factor is a big problem, where some politician will claim to be for smaller government, except on this issue. And of course, most politicians have more than a minus one. They've got several issues that they want the government to be involved in. But nonetheless, the idea being that if you've got a candidate who's saying they're for smaller government and they've got one or two issues that they're not necessarily for smaller government on, look out. Because when that person gets in, if that person gets elected to office, they'll end up spending all of their time lobbying to pass and submitting bills and that sort of thing to pass their one program or whatever it is, you know, the expansion of their favorite program, the protection of their favorite program. They'll spend all their time looking to expand government in the one area that they think government should be in and spend virtually no time at all working toward actually reducing the size of government. And so if you take those people and you were to elect a whole bunch of small government minus ones, which someone could argue would be a much better situation than we currently have, you'd still have government growing because they would all be scratching each other's backs. They'd all be palling around trying to help each other get their programs through because, well, it's important to them to get their one program through and they're willing to do whatever it takes. Speaking of that reminds me, Ron Paul sold out. Did y'all see the news about this?
I saw the headline, but I didn't have time to read the video, the interview.
I actually saw it. It was a very quick video clip.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Where I think it's Catherine Bleich's either boyfriend or radio partner or something like that. She's one of the girls from the Ladies of Liberty Alliance. Apparently, she's got her own online internet radio show, and they confronted Ron Paul with a video camera recently at one of the Campaign for Liberty events. And they called him out. And good on them for doing this, by the way. Essentially, what had occurred was Ron Paul had endorsed in another Texas, I believe it was congressional race in Texas, he had endorsed a neocon when there was somebody who was in the race claiming to be a Ron Paul Republican. Now, I don't know if the other guy actually was a Ron Paul Republican or what that even means these days. The suggestion, of course, being that he was for significantly smaller government than the candidate Ron Paul endorsed. The Ron Paul endorsed the incumbent. Ron Paul endorsed a neocon. And they asked Ron Paul about this on video camera. And he basically admitted to them that, he has to do that because he's made a deal with the Republican Party of Texas to back all of their candidates. I mean, it was amazing watching him admit to this, that this is politics in action, people. Well, this is Ron Paul, one of the most principled, liberty-minded people in the federal government, you know, the big hero of liberty there, Ron Paul, admitting that he's cut a deal with the Republican Party, what the other terms of the deal he didn't reveal. I don't know what the deal was, well, but part of the deal was...
To me, it seems odd that your deal with the Republican Party would force you to back incumbents in a Republican primary.
Doesn't it seem odd?
That seems
odd what he
to me.
Admitted to.
I mean, it wouldn't seem odd to me that the Republican Party would say, hey, look, you can't be helping other people's campaigns when they're running in the general election against Republican candidates. I can understand that as part of partisan politics, if you're going to be part of the Republican Party, that might be a deal that you have to make. But to me, it seems odd that you'd have a deal where you have to support a particular candidate when they're running against other Republicans.
Well, isn't it strange?
The clip was small and short, and I don't like to make value judgments based on very short clips. I wasn't there. I don't know what he's thinking. I'd like to talk to him about it further, you know, like all these things. But to me, his actions are what matter. And I agree with you, Ian. Nobody's going to be 100% principled, because if they were, they wouldn't be elected. They would have a radio show berating everybody else who's actually getting, you know, trying to get some stuff done.
Are you defending what he's doing, Mark? Selling out?
I don't know precisely what he is doing.
He has, as far as his record in Congress, it's been a very principled record. I mean, obviously, he's not a voluntarist, but as far as sticking with the Constitution, I think that there are very, very few places where you can find much fault with him.
I'm just saying
what he has done in office is he has adhered to, you know, his interpretation of what the Constitution means, which is a pretty strict interpretation, throughout, you know, a fairly long career in Washington. And he's just about the only person who's actually done
that. He deserves to be lauded for that. I'm with you. I mean, we've had him on this program in the past. There's no doubt that he's the best congressperson in Washington.
But it doesn't bother me so much if somebody who is principled and is trying to advance liberty, you know, in the position they're holding, in the office that they hold,
endorses a thug.
No. It doesn't fill me with warm and fuzzy feelings, but I think
makes me wonder what the other side of the deal was. Like, what did they tell Ron Paul in the Texas Republican Party that, Ron, you need to do this for us, or else we'll do X.
I can imagine all kinds of things, and I can imagine compromises being made. And I understand that in politics, a certain level of compromise is necessary. And I'm surprised at the lack of compromise that Ron Paul has had. I mean, you know, when you see those votes that come in, 434 to 1.
So you are apologizing for Ron Paul, then, basically, in this case. You're an apologist for.
I'm going to always apologize for people that are, you know, acting in sort of an 80-85% pro-liberty action, because I believe that it forwards the ball towards liberty. I understand that it's ugly and disgusting, many of the projects that they undertake from a big government.
We have some intellectually honest people who are willing to hold this man's feet to the fire and let him know that it's important to them that he remain as principled as he can.
I would like that too.
Yeah, it seems like a crappy deal. I would assume they threatened him with competition in his own primary.
I imagine it was something like that, yeah. And I think it's, you know, it's a shame. More coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.